It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10 o'clock, we're going to start off with the voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way, who is a big fan of this song. Yep. As are a lot of people here in Fernie's right now. It's already seeing a lot of burnt orange.
Longhorns. I've got a Longhorn shirt on. I didn't wear a Sooner shirt yesterday.
Going to be evenly divided between burnt orange and crimson cream. We spoke with the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland, yesterday. And today we bring in his UT counterpart, longtime voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. And when you fired that off, I immediately set down my cappuccino and stood up and saluted.
So yeah, that's we're right. Ready to go. As you should.
So is this the best rivalry?
I think it's definitely the best rivalry game. Let me put it to you that way, because it's hard to say, you know, when in talking about fan bases and alumni and students, when you compare to things like Army, Navy, or even the Iron Bowl of Alabama and Auburn, or Ohio State and Michigan, that sort of thing. But the game itself is what distinguishes itself from the others in what you just described, Mike, with the stadium being half burnt orange and white and half crimson cream, and exactly split down the middle, 46,050 on one end and 46,050 on the other end. It's that panoramic thing set amidst the backdrop of the State Fair of Texas. There's nothing else like it, and that's what I think sets it apart from the other rivalries.
You know, so many of these games have come down to one score, and it doesn't really matter who's ranked number whatever and who's ranked number. You can throw all that out in this game, right?
Absolutely, and I think this, Austin, I think it's one of those deals where, you know, the teams don't really pay that much attention to those kinds of things, you know, who's favored by whatever. Sure, coaches use the underdog message from time to time, but there's so much emotion and so much excitement that rolls into this game every year that they, you know, they don't really think about whether they're supposed to win or not supposed to win. I mean, this will be my 34th, and I can tell you there are years when one side was favored significantly, like by like double digits, and the other side won the football game, and it's happened on both sides. So I don't think it really matters, and I think it does get what you're saying about tossing away record books and the like.
OU starting a true freshman at quarterback for the first time in the history of this game. What's the UT defense thinking about that? Are they licking their chops, or are they leery of this kid? He played well against Auburn.
Yeah, he did, and he presents a different kind of threat. You know, it's interesting, both of Oklahoma's quarterbacks are Metroplex kids. Jackson Arnold went to Denton, Geyer,
right.
and this young man, Michael Hawkins Jr. from Frisco Emerson, and he played on an Emerson team that went to the Final Four in the playoffs last year, so he used to play it in some big games. There's no game quite like this, as we just pointed out, but I think getting the second half of the game against Tennessee and then the game against Auburn under his belt and getting a win against Auburn, and he had a 50-yard touchdown run. I think that kind of settled him in quite a bit. The Longhorns, well, defensively, will have to deal with a different kind of quarterback than Michael Hawkins, and I think that does present a challenge.
All right, and I got to ask you this, Craig. We were talking about this earlier. The game is tomorrow, but we still have to get through Texas OU night. first. Now, I mean, you and I, we covered a few of those back in the day. It's a lot different now. I mean, it was so much crazier back then. Would you agree?
Well, I would say this, Mike. There probably won't be any throwing televisions out of the window on the commerce out of the day back in the day. So that probably won't be happening. I doubt we'll see a deal where there's, what was it, 1 year, 79 or 80 for 600
Someone set fire to the sofa?
Yeah. I don't know that that'll happen, but I think it'll be pretty spirited in town one way or the other for sure.
Yeah, you saw the TV. I saw the flaming sofa come out of the window of the Adolphus once. So, nobody in the DPD got the day off. I can tell you that for sure. Hey, Craig, thanks so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it, and it's going to be a great game tomorrow. It always is. Have a good call. We'll be listening.
Thank you. And listen, have a Fernie's funnel cake if you haven't already. And understand this, Longhorns head coach Steve Sarkisian has pledged if Texas wins, he will have the cotton candy bacon on a stick.
Okay, oh, good. Well, he'll
listen,
love it.
He needs to have that regardless. Win or lose, you tell him that it is highly recommended. Craig, thanks so much. Appreciate it. It is 10:17 here at KRLT. It's true, though, tonight, you know, because it used to be everyone was downtown. And yeah. Now they're all spread out. They're uptown.
I used to always hear
Lower
that,
Greenville.
That back in the day, it was not a very fun environment for a family to come around.
No.
It was really raucous, lots of booze, and lots of, let's say, crime.
I told you once I went, they had a tug of war over the Trinity. We're down in the river bottoms. And they had to put this long rope over the river, and they had all the Longhorn fans on one side, Sooner fans on the other. And if you lost, you were going in that nasty river.
By feet of strength. Hey, the best team win.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.